Blog Talk Radio.
Shall rejoice and be glad in it. And thanks for joining in and spend time with God, your host, Cassandra Brand. We're reading the book of Genesis, and our objective goal is to continue all the way through the Bible, little by little. Our special prayer is Help Me, Lord prayer. We have to help ourselves before we can really help anyone else. And sometimes it's not as quite common to pray for yourself. So let's start off with Lord help me prayer. We are not moved by what we see, hear, smell, touch, or taste. We are not moved by reasons. We are only moved by your spirit and your word, and we know your voice, and we hear your voice, and we refuse to follow strangers, according to John 10:27. Our seed is mighty upon the earth, according to Psalms 112:2. Lord Jesus, I ask you to expand my territories, to fill me and increase me and the Holy Spirit and anointing power. I ask you to lead me into path of righteousness for your name's sake. I bless you, praise you, worship you, and commit all that I am to you, that your perfect will be done through me. I ask that you help me to cease from my own labors. I do so by faith. I ask that you cause me to enter your rest now in Jesus' name, and I receive that. I ask to release my worry and ministering angels to minister and war on my behalf. I ask you to fill this, your temple with as much Shekinah glory as possible. Help me to bear the cross you have prepared for me and help those in my family. I ask that the Holy Spirit speak to my heart through your word. I ask that you prepare me with reverence and worship and with humility through your Holy Spirit. I ask that you take out of me, add to me, or do to me anything you want. I ask that the word I read will be engrafted into me and become part of me, spirit, mind, will, and emotion. I declare by the power you are helping and causing me to be bold, dauntless, fearless, confident, intrepid, steadfast, faithful, true, and loyal for your name's sake. I ask you to deliver me where I am blind, wretched, naked, and poor. I ask for your help. I ask you to help me not be the accuser of the brethren, but to teach others in gentleness, to be a help in season, to edify, to exhort, and comfort others. I ask for love and grace for others, and grace from you, Lord. I ask for help that your love and grace in me flow and be administered to others by your spirit in me. To manifest your presence, and I release all things into your hands and commit myself unto you, trusting you. I ask for help that you give me the word that you want me to give to others. Lord, forgive me and help me to follow your direction. I ask that you would send those that would receive the gift of salvation to me, that I may witness to them. Let them ask and receive, Father. I ask that you give me a clear mind and thoughts towards you, clear will towards you, you and clear all of emotion clutter. This is all about you. Hearing you is easier than thinking. I ask that you cause me to you louder and clearer and rest in you. I ask you to release your love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, with long-suffering and self-control to flow over and in and through my life. I ask you to fashion my heart like yours, that your fruit will abound in and through me to others. I ask you, Father, for a clear, sharp, and healthy mind and body in you. Heavenly Father, I ask you for your perfect will being worked out through my life and the lives of those that my life touch as you direct me. I ask you for eyes and a heart to comprehend and receive what the Holy Spirit has to say. I ask to speak and to do your perfect will in my life for you, for me, and for my family. I ask you to guard me and my family with many angels and that they manifest as needed. I ask you to make me alert, awake, sharp, and attentive in your thoughts and ways. I ask that I may prosper in what I put my hands to do for you. I ask to renew my youth like the eagle. I ask for a heart like yours and grow and maturity to walk in it to the fullness with you in Jesus' name. Have your way with all of me in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, amen. And amen. Thank you. The powerful prayer. We'll add a little bit more to it because I can feel the power of the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, I declare your faithfulness to the heavens and your loving kindness, tender mercy anew every morning. Heavenly Father, I ask that my mind, will, and emotion do not deceive me in hearing your voice and be still in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, I ask that you shut any doors that need to be shut and open any doors that need to be opened and the spiritual and natural realm in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over those doorways and ask that the enemy be rendered powerless and harmless so they cannot come back through those doorways ever again. To me, my family, and anyone I pray for today, the lands, the properties, the vehicles, workplace, food, and finances, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. It is so beautiful to wake up and spend time with God and have him on your mind. There is nothing like it. Nothing. Afresh, anew, every day. We left off on Genesis 39 and 15. So we will complete chapter 39 from verses 15 to 23. And not only listen in, but read over it yourself. Because every time you read, you will always get a new revelation. It's like a love letter written from God to you. And a yellow page directory. But there's nothing new under the sun or the moon. All your answers in the Word of God. Genesis 39, verse 15. And it came to pass when he heard that I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me, and I fled and got him out. And she said, up his garment by her until his Lord came home. Beckoned to him according to these words, saying, the Hebrew servant which thou hast brought unto us came in unto me to mock me. And it came to pass, as I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me and fled out. And it came to pass, when his master heard the word of his wife, which she spake unto him, saying, after this manner did thy servant to me, that his wrath was kindled. And Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound. And he was there in the prison. But the Lord was with Joseph, and showed him mercy, and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph and all the prisoners that were in the prison. And whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. The keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him. Even in the beginning, it said that the king has seen the power, the favor, the glory of God on Joseph. And even after being falsely accused in prison, the power, that glory, that favor continues to stay upon him and with him. And that's the same God that is with you today during a pandemic. He will never leave you or beg you for bread. Thank you for spending time with God and your host, Cassandra Brand.